All right, nice to have you back with us on this beautiful Sunday around the Bay Area. We're going back to Washington, D.C. Barry Zervluga is joining us. Barry writes for the Washington Post, national baseball writer. His book is out in paperback. It's The Grind, Inside Baseball's Endless Season, the 2014 Nationals. I love the book, Barry. Nice to have you with us.
Marty, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I love talking about it. You know, and again, we're in the beginning of the season, and, you know, we're just getting ready to go through the grind. And the way you approach the book, and you look at so many different aspects of people who go through the season together, and I mean that on a day-to-day basis, which person, which group maybe stood out the most to you and said, wow, I didn't realize that person had to go through the grind as much as a ball player?
You know, I think you're right. It's probably somebody who would be off the field. And the goal with the book was obviously to try to give the idea, if you look at all of the chapters and put them together, there would be people from all corners of an organization or, you know, kind of the baseball family. So the surprising ones are less the veteran everyday player who we kind of have some sort of idea of what he goes through, and maybe more, you know, I did a chapter on a wife who, you know, people don't hear or read about very often, baseball wives. I did a chapter on the clubhouse manager and the traveling secretary, who I think baseball fans understand that those titles exist and those guys do something, but they probably aren't sure exactly what goes into their jobs and how important they are to the success of a franchise or just to the everyday operation and existence of a franchise. And I did a chapter on a scout. Again, you know, we know just kind of intuitively that scouts are out there, that scouts are important. But getting out and spending some time on the road with a scout gives you a little bit of a better feel for, one, the kind of rigors of their job and the demands of their job, but two, what they're looking for and what's important for them and how important they are to the organization as well. So it's kind of a long-winded answer to say those three kind of surprised me the most, or probably had the most revelations that I didn't know before I went about reporting them.
You know, it always amazes me. The book is The Grind, Inside Baseball's Endless Season. And it's really an interesting read because you get the perspective of so many people in baseball, and we see it every day. The equipment managers. Now, you know, you get to the last game of a series, and there's the truck that's backed up right near the clubhouse. And, you know, afterwards, all the equipment's got to be packed up. And they're not, you know, this isn't just a suitcase you're packing up. This is a traveling circus that's going to. So to see what they go through. And the other one is people like yourself and Tony Kornheiser and Howard Bryant and the ones from your paper who over the years have done this, George Solomon going back many years. But the beat writers and doing, because they don't travel on the planes of the teams. I don't know how you guys get to the city you get to in time and make it. So those two for me jump out. The equipment guys are packing everything up. It's incredible. And also the beat writers just traveling.
And I think that people don't understand a little bit about what the logistics are. And logistics could seem super, super boring. But when I did, so I kind of spent some time on a road trip with the clubhouse manager who here in Washington is Mike Wallace. And what I've said about this book, I'll say again, and I think it's true. I mean, yes, these stories were reported out of the Nationals in 2014, but it really could be any team in any season, because the characters and their jobs are replicated across baseball. But you know, this trip that I spent time with them on was started in Washington, a train to New York, series against the Mets, a flight to Atlanta, and they ended up clinching the division title in Atlanta. But you know, on the Sunday morning in City X, when you know the team is going to be traveling that night after an afternoon game, you know, there's the clubhouse manager in the hotel lobby as guys kind of straggle through. They check in their bags with him. He has this master list that he's checking off. Everything's got to get, you know, obviously to Atlanta. They take the flight after the game. one truck would go to the hotel with the luggage, and another truck with equipment at 11 p.m. or midnight goes to the ballpark, and the clubhouse staff goes there and sets up lockers for the next day. It does the laundry from that day's game in another city hundreds of miles away. So it's just, no one ever thinks of that, but this is what these guys kind of work behind the scenes and don't want anybody really to know, or don't care if anybody knows, because that's not what they're in it for. They're just kind of quietly getting their job done. The beat writer thing is, you're right, it's different because you're not flying immediately after games. You're doing your work after the game, and then, you know, oftentimes taking a 6 or 7 a.m. flight the next day so that you can get from Atlanta to Cincinnati or wherever you're going and make it there in time for pregame access and batting practice and all that. So certainly not something to complain about, but definitely a little bit of a different job than people probably think it is.
Well, I like the book because it gives you that insight into all the different things. So S-V-R-L-U-G-A is how to spell Barry's last name. And the book is The Grind, Inside Baseball's Endless Season. Now, since we have you on, the Nationals off to a great start. What's going on?
Well, they're getting great starting pitching. They actually just Harper just hit a homer in the top of the ninth in Philly, and then Papelbon blew the save. So they lost today.
Wow.
9-2.
Okay.
So they're not 9-2 off to a really nice start. You guys would be familiar with Dusty Baker, and the players have really responded well to him. He, you know, is nothing more than a player's manager. He's really set a nice tone in the clubhouse. And then their starters are, last year was supposed to be the year they had the, you know, kind of world beater rotation. Right now, Gio Gonzalez went seven innings today, one run. Everybody in their rotation, Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Joe Ross, Tanner Roark, they've all had very, very good starts. And they're playing, to be honest, quite lousy competition. I mean, the Braves, they've beaten the Braves 6 out of 6 times. Played the Marlins, split 2 games with them, and then just took 2 or 3 from the Phillies. So they have a road trip coming up at the end of the month that's Cubs, Royals, and Cardinals. That'll be a really good test for them.
Oh, very good. Well, Bryce Harper, wow, that's he knocked Ernie Banks out of the record books. Ernie,
that's right, yeah.
Ernie did in 1955, so he has hit homers in 6 straight games in a Philadelphia ballpark. It was the old Connie Mack Stadium, this one. Of course, Citizens Bank Ballpark. All right. And he's got his emoji on the knob of his bat now, so he's happy, right?
That's right. He's got this must have been 103 homers for him now.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. He's homered in 4 straight games. So he's off to another good start.
All right. Last question for you. Your first book, The National Pastime, looked at the relocation of the Montreal franchise into Washington. Does Montreal get another team?
You know, it would be, I think it would just be so great and be such a justice in a way. It was such a ballpark issue up there. I don't know if they work things out in Tampa, and, you know, Giants fans way back know all about the Tampa market and what team was going to move there, I guess. But if they work things out in Tampa and they get a stadium there, I'm not sure what franchise would be available to move. I think we're a long way away from expansion in baseball, although, you know, that could happen. But Montreal is such a beautiful city, it has such a core of ardent baseball supporters and people who really, you know, were distraught when the Expos left and came back to Washington. Just as, and there's a kinship in a way between the two cities because, you know, Washington was the city that had baseball taken away from it and had a 33-year gap. It would be wonderful if there could be some sort of smaller gap for Montreal before baseball returned. I'm not sure logistically how it'll work out.
Well, they're selling out every spring training in their weekend series, and Jackie Robinson played there, getting more publicity from Montreal. So they need a stadium. Once that's resolved, I think things are going to happen. Barry, great to have you on. As always, the book is The Grind, Inside Baseball's Endless Season. I assume Amazon and all the normal places you can get it?
Any place you can normally get a book, and Amazon included, you should be able to find it pretty easily.
All right. Always a pleasure to have you on. We'll catch up with you again. We'll see how they do after that road trip. It'll be fun to talk with you.
Thanks a lot, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Barry Zerluga. And the book is The Grind, Inside Baseball's Endless Season. All right.